When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hi, Sunit. You know how we've all been hearing this term new normal a lot these days? Frankly, I had started to feel that it was just being overused. But how much things have changed really hit me when I tried to get a haircut this weekend.
You went out to get a haircut?
No, I tried to. New normal got in the way. Outside the salon, there was this cycle pump-like device which held the hand sanitizer so that I can use my feet to squeeze the bottle instead of my hands. Inside, someone was busy disinfecting the chair used by a previous customer. I tried to go in, but I was told I need an appointment to enter. I guess I'll have to get used to planning my salon visits now.
Yeah, well, new normal is hitting everyone this week. Whether in stores and restaurants or malls, it's no longer just a term. People are starting to experience it the moment they step out of their homes.
Exactly. And there are already these questions about which of these changes are going to be more long-term or permanent. So we asked a group of experts about this, no? They are called what? The Future Forward Group?
Yes. This is an informal gathering of brand and marketing people who have scenario planners and advertising, organizational development, HR. These are all veterans of the industry who have got together and have tried to put forward some scenarios about what the future will bring.
So what's their verdict? What are the trends that are going to have a long-term impact?
One thing that's clearly going to happen is a spike in fear and mistrust about outsiders. Self-reliance and protectionism are likely to be the new buzzwords, and we are seeing it in India. Already, there are poorly thought-out lists of foreign-made goods that could potentially get banned from paramilitary canteens.
Yeah, I agree. The kind of fear and mistrust that you're talking about is showing up even in more local contexts. At Delhi's border with Gurugram or Noida, for example, even cities are not willing to open up their borders to someone from outside.
Yes, it's crazy. The journey from a somewhat boundaryless world to a firewall world took nearly 2 months. And I think it's going to stay that way for a while, unfortunately.
I've been thinking about touch too, you know. Once businesses invest in technology to go contactless, will they ever go back?
Well, the basic impulse of touch is clearly suspect. Lift buttons, shopping trolleys and restaurant menus, they're all going to be disrupted. I'm not sure if you'll end up with some futuristic high-tech solutions for everything, though.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're after all entering a recession, apparently. Not the best time to pour money into some fancy tech.
But one area where money is probably going to pour in any way is into health data. A health score could become as essential as a credit score. Of course, this could determine access to everything from office buildings to nightclubs. So there's a caveat here. Some of the early attempts of the form of apps like Arogya Setu are a bit troubling because there will be some pushback if there's too much tracking.
We've been having conversations about this health app surge for a while now. Events like terrorist attacks and pandemics are anyway ripe moments for governments to try and get too much into our lives.
Well, there's some talk about even things like health visas in order to enter into other countries. Hard to say where all this will go. Looks like the only way to avoid tracking entirely is to stay indoors as much as possible.
Apparently there is even a new term for that. Everything from home. It's no longer just work from home. Haircuts, gym workout routines, There is a race afoot to get whatever possible inside one's home. I think there will be some downsides to this though, just like with work from home. Everyone has realized that the idea of fixed office hours disappears entirely when one works from home.
The ability to work as a team has also become harder. And many companies have woken up to the fact that not everyone has a home office high-speed internet. The pandemic has, in effect, forced us to confront the stark class inequalities which were always present in India. We are in for some tough times because the poor have already suffered a lot during the lockdown and unrest would be inevitable.
I agree. Strangely, protests against inequality and injustice are happening right now all across the United States. The Black Lives Matter movement, I mean. It's partly due to the pandemic because the lockdown pushed African-American employment to nearly 50%. And then a black man got shot by the police.
Clearly, it's better to address deep systemic inequalities in India instead of just waiting for a spark that could set things off.
Yeah, maybe despite all the current misery, the post-COVID world would probably be better than the pre-COVID one.
Oh, I wish. But heart of hearts, I think in India, we'll just plod along. And to everyone out there, hope you're being cautious as you step out from lockdown. Do keep social distancing in mind and have a productive week. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to traveltexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.